Kathy Sandeen became chancellor of the UW Colleges and UW Extension on December 15th of 2014, just in time to witness the ringing capital debate over the cut in state aid to the entire UW system. She was also greeted by a no-confidence vote, so it's time for a Newsmakers interview with Chancellor Sandeen. Thank you very much for sitting down with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Well, prior to coming to Wisconsin, give us the short version of where you were and what you were doing then.
Right. Just before Wisconsin, I was in Washington, D.C. for 2 years, where I was at an education association, the American Council on Education. It's the nation's largest umbrella organization representing all of higher ed in D.C. My position was Vice President for Education Attainment and Innovation. So in that role, I really shined a spotlight on this important issue of helping more Americans achieve degrees and credentials, and what are some of the innovative ways that colleges and universities are doing that. Before that, I spent 22 years in the University of California system, 3 different campuses. My last job there was as Dean of UCLA Extension. So there's a lot of similarities between California and Wisconsin, believe it or not. Well, they're both agricultural states, let's say that.
Yeah.
But also, they are states that invested heavily in public higher education. They provide great access to their citizens to higher education. They're also states that have had their budgets ups and downs. So I knew we were heading into budget difficulties when I accepted this position. I didn't know how big it would be, but I'm not a stranger to that environment. That's, you know, kind of the story of public higher education.
From the Washington perspective, where did, maybe past tense or current tense, where does the entire UW system rank in terms of public colleges and universities, Chancellor?
Oh, if you ask anyone what are the top 5 public universities in this country, Wisconsin will always be among those top 5. And I think about it, you know, we have 50 states in this country, and you talk about top 5 institutions, and Wisconsin is always on that list. It's something for us to be very proud of. I think it's part of the reason why I came here, the overall reputation of the University of Wisconsin, as well as the Wisconsin idea, which is unique to our state in that we really see the university broadly serving all citizens in the state. And I'd like to think that the University of Wisconsin Colleges and UW Extension are the perfect embodiment of the Wisconsin idea.
I want to ask you to define the mission of the UW Colleges and then the mission of the UW Extension. And if you want to merge them, that's fine. Please.
Right. Well, let's talk about them separately because they do have distinct missions, although there are some commonalities. First, the UW Colleges, those are our 13 two-year transfer institutions within the UW system. Plus, we have UW Colleges online now. And we provide the first 2 years of a 4-year curriculum. It's liberal arts oriented, so it's general studies. Our students go on to transfer to 4-year institutions. If they complete the full associate's degree, all of those credits automatically transfer to any other UW 4-year institution, so that's great. We are the most affordable option within the state of Wisconsin. Average total tuition and fees are $5,100 a year, and you're getting started at the University of Wisconsin. So most of our students are very interested in the affordability aspect. They also like the fact that the colleges are close to where they live and work. And so we are the access arm. We accept virtually any student who applies to us. I like to think we are the great option for the late bloomers, students who maybe didn't realize that they needed that 4-year degree and that they didn't prepare for that. But they come to us, we get them prepared, we get them ready to transfer on.
Number of students, has it been going up or down at the colleges, Chancellor?
It has been, it stayed the same. We're right around 14,000 students across all of our campuses, which is great. And we anticipate that growing. So that's the UW Colleges. UW Extension is quite different. We have 4 divisions there. One is Cooperative Extension, where we have offices in all 72 counties and 3 tribal nations that are, traditionally we're delivering research, applied research in for agriculture, mm-hmm. but now it spans everything from community and economic development to family living, helping families thrive, teaching financial literacy and parenting relationship. We do courses in county jails to help people who are incarcerated earn skills that they need in order to live successfully outside of jail. That's one example. In addition to Cooperative Extension, we also have the division of Broadcast and Media Innovations, the home of Wisconsin Public Television, Wisconsin Public Broadcasting. We also have our Division of Continuing Education Outreach and E-Learning. That's where we have our collaborative degree programs, online degree programs, and professional development programs for working professionals in Wisconsin. And then finally, we have a Division of Business and Entrepreneurship that helps entrepreneurs get started and helps existing companies grow and thrive. So they're quite different. What brings them all together is the Wisconsin idea, the idea of broad access. And the other thing that links them together is the idea of partnerships and collaboration. There's nothing that we do that isn't in collaboration with someone else or another organization. For example, the colleges, we collaborate with counties, or in some cases, counties and cities, who provide the land and buildings for our colleges. So everything we do is interconnected.
You talked about the Wisconsin idea. That's been controversial at the start of the governor's budget debate. You're on a Wisconsin idea tour.
Yes.
You visited an emu farm. You've made smoothies by pedaling a bicycle. Well, how has your visits to these agencies, or your 72 agents,
right?
What have you learned about the Wisconsin idea?
Well, I think what I've learned is that we do it very well. That when you look at everything that the University of Wisconsin does, and particularly let's talk about UW Extension. That's my Wisconsin idea tour. I'm going out and I'm visiting as many offices and operations as I can. I'm meeting our partners. I'm seeing the work that we do. Learning takes place in so many ways. The application of knowledge and research is so important all throughout the state. And what I'm seeing is that in action. So you mentioned riding the Blender bike. Mm-hmm. That was an exhibit at the Kewaunee County Fair, which was, by the way, my very first Wisconsin County Fair that I attended. UW Extension had an exhibit where we're talking about healthy eating. And the example was, let's make smoothies and you provide the labor. So you're getting exercise at the same time that you're making healthy food. And that's an example of taking evidence-based knowledge. They're not just making it up, but it's based on research and applying it to the field, bringing it to people where it can do some good. You mentioned the emu farm that I visited. So this was a farm. It was out in Grant County. Yeah, Grant County. I did that just last week. Beautiful, by the way. And the owner of this farm got help from our Small Business Development Center in that area to help her get the financing and help her to get the skills and knowledge and connections that she needed in order to help her business thrive. So that's just two examples of many, many different offices and operations I've seen to see that Wisconsin idea in action.
You arrived on the job December 15th. In early February, the governor recommended a $300 million cut to state aid from the UW system. You're brand new, you watched that. And where that all resolved is you have to live with a $5 million cut, correct, to your budget?
Yes, yeah, so it's a $5 million cut to UW colleges, and it's, in addition to that, a $5.2 million cut to UW Extension. Okay. So combined, it's over $10 million that we're dealing with.
And that is a cut to a base budget of what? A $10 million cut to a base budget of?
Of our combined budget across everything of the whole institution was about $360
million. $360
million. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just announced a way that you're going to deal with that. There'll be some layoffs, 83, which I think is one out of every 10 FTEs. In the, do I have this right, the number?
Right. That's focused on the UW colleges first.
Okay.
The UW colleges, we get our revenue from mainly two sources, tuition and state allocation. The tuition, as you know, has been frozen, so that we get no additional funding there, and our state allocation has been cut. So that it's pretty pronounced and significant in the UW colleges. The cut went into effect on July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing there is I'm following up on some studies that were conducted 2 or 3 years ago about how can we possibly reorganize the UW colleges in such a way that we can continue to provide the service to our students, but we can save on administrative costs. So that there were two studies that were done when my predecessor, President Cross, sat in my seat, And then we established an additional budget planning task force to look at the same question. They came forward with 17 recommendations, and we're implementing about half of those. And it includes centralizing or consolidating some services like student admission and recruitment and our library services. In addition, we're looking at regionalizing our campuses. So instead of each of the 13 campuses having a dean, all the associate deans, and so on and so forth, we are going to be clustering our campuses in groups of three or four and have a central or a regional administrative team overlook those. We really believe that we can continue to provide good service to our students, keep all of our campuses open, which is really important for our access mission, and unfortunately, yes, some people will lose their jobs, and we don't go into that lightly at all. But this was forced upon us. This is not a choice that we made, but we need to react to this severe budget cut and in a way that will continue to serve our students. And there's been an open and transparent process where we've shared these ideas for many, many months now. We've gotten a lot of input from our communities within and external to the UW colleges, and we believe this is the best decision that we can make in light of what's going on.
The regional model of managing the 13 colleges, does this system exist in any other state, Chancellor?
Yes, we're seeing this trend where, for example, in the University of Georgia system, they have merged campuses together under single leadership. So I think it is an option that we're all looking at when we're looking to really consolidate administration so that we keep the academic components of our programs and our institutions going strong.
Now, you've talked about the impact on the UW College side. What about the impact on the extension side? People are well aware of ag agents. Are we going to lose any ag agents?
Well, I can't tell you the precise answer to that right now. When we look at UW Extension, UW Extension has multiple funding streams in addition to state money. The state money is very, very important to us, don't get us wrong. However, we receive federal funds for many of our programs. Also, we receive private funding. If you look at Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television, we get a lot of private funding through our pledge drives. Which, by the way, I used to not like pledge drives, but now I like them quite a bit. So within UW Extension, and particularly Cooperative Extension, we have a little more time to study this and plan. It's very important because another thing I'm learning on my Wisconsin Idea Tour is how each county and each region is very unique and they have different needs. So, for example, we wouldn't say statewide we do not need an agent for this or that because we do need it in this place. Maybe we don't need it here. We're looking at models of also clustering some of our activities under single administrative leadership. We want to maintain our faculty. Those are the agents that you're talking about, not only in agriculture, but community development, family living, youth development programs. These are faculty who are doing research, applying the research. That is such an asset to the state. This is evidence-based, non-biased learning that we're applying, and it's really helped this state grow and thrive, and we want to maintain that. So we will be looking very carefully, working with our county partners as we decide what we do. Will there be layoffs on the UW Extension side? More than likely, yes, but I do not have a precise plan in place at this time like we do on the UW Colleges side.
The debate over state support for the entire UW system will be continuing. From your view as Chancellor of the colleges and the extension, what's at issue here if the difficult decision in the Capitol is further cuts, cuts in the next state budget? What's at issue for your schools?
It's very significant. It's significant now, but I feel that we have a plan in place where we can deal with it. If we get the same level of cut 2 years from now, I think it will be a different story. UW Colleges and UW Extension are extremely frugal and efficient as they are, and we will become even more so. And I do communicate this with the legislators. As you know, we're sitting here in Madison. I'm just, less than a mile away from the Capitol, and I'm up there literally every week talking to our elected officials. they understand that we are frugal and efficient and that we provide a tremendous service. So I believe that they will be in our corner. One thing that's happening within the UW system as a result of the current budget is that the system will be looking at how it allocates its state money to the various institutions within the UW system. So, you know, we have our work to do. I need to continue our work to remind the public and the elected officials the impact that we have. And we're going to be looking at themes that are important to the public and elected officials, themes like jobs, education, wellness, and then really focus our messages around those ideas that are important to people, and we'll emphasize our impact and worth.
When you say, as you just did, that no campus will close, it raises the question, did you seriously consider closing a campus? So that's my first question. If state aid cuts continue 2 and 4 years out, would you have any choice as chancellor but to consider closing one of the 13 UW College campuses?
Well, to your first question, no. In this round, we started with the assumption that we would not be closing any campuses. And I mentioned our access mission before, but the other reason is we're in partnership with cities and counties to maintain and establish and continue these campuses. And so it's not entirely my decision to make, because these campuses play a very important role in their communities, especially if you think about a small area, a small town like Marinette or Rice Lake or even Richland Center. You know, we really play a cultural, social, we're like the center. And so it's something that we would really need to think of, you know, think about carefully. I would hope that we would not close a campus in the future. Again, we find that our students select us, number one, for affordability and the UW quality, but also because of proximity to where they live. And so it's important that we continue to operate where we are operating.
Are you taking closing of a campus off the table as long as you're chancellor, 2 and 4 and 6 years out?
Well, you know as well as I do that I don't have a crystal ball, and it's, you know, hard to make that firm of a statement, but that I'm definitely leaning in that direction of always maintaining our local UW College's campuses open.
What should be the balance between state aid, tuition, and especially when you add the factor in student debt? So what's the proper balance there for some of these UW College students?
Yeah, I mean, we go back to looking at the 1970s and 1980s where states paid a much higher proportion. And now, across the country, and this isn't unique to Wisconsin, states are paying increasingly less and less of their share toward public higher education. I think it's because we have to remember it's not that they don't want to necessarily, but that states have a lot of other expense categories that they're required to cover, things like health care, things like corrections, things like infrastructure and roads. And we, you know, there's only so big of a pie. And unfortunately, higher education has been cut and cut and cut, and I don't see that changing. What would I like it to be? I'd like it to go back to the way it was in the 70s, you know, when I was in public higher education and it was very affordable and there was a large state subsidy. But I have to be realistic. We're probably not going back to that. So I don't know if I can predict what the perfect balance is. I would like to see it not decrease more than it has already. But I would like us to find other ways to make college more affordable for students by running more efficiently, thinking about new ways, incorporating technology. One simple way that we can think about that's really been in the news and the trade press recently is the cost of textbooks. And what if we were able to go to using all open educational resources that students could use for free? I was really sad to hear that a lot of students forego purchasing textbooks because of the expense. That's terrible. How can you possibly do well in a course when you don't have the textbook that's required? So I think there's a lot of other things that we can do in higher education around the work of affordability and helping students be successful.
Do you think, and I'm going to get the term wrong, are they called MOOCs, massive online open courses? Do I have that? Am I close?
You're close.
Okay.
You're close. They're MOOCs, massive open online courses.
Have they generally worked?
It depends on how you look at it. So these were all the rage in 2012. New York Times declared it the year of the MOOC, and these were, you know, very effective, huge online courses sponsored by our best institutions in this country. Mm-hmm. And some of them were achieving enrollments of over 100,000 students.
Right.
The trouble is the students weren't completing.
They were not completing.
But we learned a lot, and we still have MOOCs, and we're learning a lot about how to teach in an online way. The other thing is we're seeing a lot about student learning behavior and analytics, and it's teaching us about how students learn and how we can do better at teaching. So I think the massive open online courses, or MOOCs, can serve as some of these free educational resources that help supplement what students are doing in their regular degree and credential programs.
Drawing on your background in California and Washington, we have 26 UW System colleges. We have 13 tech colleges. We have 18 private colleges and universities. So here's my question. Does Wisconsin have more higher ed than other states? Do we have too much higher ed?
I don't think we have too much higher ed. And I say it, and this is why I say it. We need to educate more people in the state. I just looked at the statistics. 41.1% of our current workforce, if we look at the citizens between the age of 25 and 64, 41.4% have achieved degrees, at least a two-year degree or higher. It's predicted that we need 60% of our population to have some form of post-secondary education. That is a huge gap. So the way I look at it, we need every single one of our institutions firing on all cylinders, plus we need to serve more students. So to answer your question, no, we don't have too much. We just need to optimize it to serve even more students.
How do UW colleges differ from our tech colleges? Because we're seeing more cooperation, more synergy between the tech colleges and your UW colleges. So number one, how do they differ? Number two, are we seeing a joining of mission in these two different schools, systems?
What's unique in Wisconsin is that we have them segregated. So in most states, they have what are called community colleges, a combination of vocational technical training and the transfer curriculum. Mm-hmm. Here in Wisconsin, we've divided it out. And I've just, you know, learned about that, and I've become a huge advocate of it because I think it's really important to have that focus mission where we are focused on helping people who want that bachelor's degree and helping them transfer toward it. And the technical colleges, in the majority of cases, are focused on that technical vocational education, and they do what they do very well, and we do what we do very well. There's a little bit of overlap in Wisconsin because I believe we have 5 technical colleges who also offer the transfer option. But for the most part, our missions are very separate. We do collaborate a lot. In many cases, a UW college campus and a technical college campus share the same parking lot.
Right.
We're that close together, and we share some services like food services and so forth, which makes a lot of sense. We also offer a Bachelor of Applied Arts and Sciences on 6 of our UW colleges' campuses. These are the second two-year bachelor completion program, mm-hmm. and we have articulation and transfer agreements, so students who have done even a technical degree at a technical college can transfer in and earn their bachelor degree with us. So you're right, there's much more collaboration that's going on, and I do think that those two separate defined missions are better for our students.
But if the debate in the Capitol comes down to, in the future, even less state aid for higher ed, should merger of the tech colleges and the UW colleges be considered?
Well, I know that suggestion has come up, you know, over decades. And in fact, I believe Speaker Voss is initiating a study group to look at that again. I understand that's happening. And I think it could work. I don't have an opinion one way or another. There may be savings in terms of administration. I don't know. But I think if we merge, we would still keep those separate missions because I think that's so important that we're focused on what students need at the different institutions.
With the strict competition to get into places like UW-Madison, what's your advice to parents and students now in junior and senior year in high school? Should they consider the UW colleges first, and if so, why?
I believe that every high school student should think of the UW colleges first. It is affordable. You get your first 2 years, again, at an average tuition and fees of $5,100 a year. You are in classrooms with real UW professors who are teaching you. It's very hands-on. You get a lot of interaction with your professors, small classes, a lot of focus on the student, a lot of opportunities for leadership and other co-curricular activities, and you're very focused on your education at a small campus. And our students go on to transfer to wonderful universities, and in fact, I have been contacted by some deans at UW-Madison who've noticed how well prepared and how well the UW College's transfer students do in their schools, and they're asking, what's your secret? How do you prepare them? So to answer your question, absolutely. I think that students in this state should take a serious, close look at the UW colleges, because you'll have a great chance of transferring into the campus of your choice in the system and doing very well when you get there.
As the number of high school graduates in Wisconsin drops, are you in competition with the tech schools and the 13 UW system schools that are 4 years, or the two, Madison and Milwaukee, that give, you know, masters and PhDs? Are you in competition with the tech schools in those other 4 years?
Well, to the degree that we recruit the traditional age student right out of high school, yes, because that's a declining population. But I look at all the other citizens who are what we would call non-traditional students. They're people who are working, they're people who took a gap, maybe they were in the military. We have 750,000 Wisconsinites with some college and no degree, and we are not serving those individuals. We have great programs at UW Colleges and Extension. For example, the UW Flexible Option, our competency-based education program in UW Extension, focused specifically on the non-traditional working adult student. So I think we need to pivot, or we need to spread our arms wider to invite all students to participate in our institutions. And if we do that, there are plenty of students to go around to all our institutions.
How important is the debate over tenure to the UW College system, Chancellor?
Well, of course, both in UW Colleges and UW Extension, we have faculty who have tenure or mm-hmm. who are on the tenure track. It's a very important part of their work. Probably the most important part about tenure is that of academic freedom, that we do not tell our faculty, you know, what to teach or what to research, and that they're out there discovering new knowledge, and that's how we advance the state in terms of our knowledge base, our economic development, the quality of our workforce, what we're teaching them. So it's important to give them that freedom. And tenure will continue in the UW system. As you know, it was taken out of statute and immediately put into board policy at the UW system. So we are committed to tenure. And our faculty care about it just as much as faculty on all the other campuses.
In February, the governor's original budget included eventually phasing in the idea of the UW system could operate independently with its own autonomy. What would that have given both the UW colleges and the extension? Would that have been a big deal for your schools?
It would have been very helpful. And just by way of comparison, where I was before in the University of California system, that system is a public authority that operates autonomously. They get state funding, but they operate autonomously. Where it would help us most would be in the area of procurement and probably HR. So right now, because we're part of the state and the state system, we're required to purchase from certain state-approved vendors. Now, we're in local communities. All things being equal, including price, we would prefer to purchase locally in our own communities, but our hands are tied. So that would be one example, one small example. In addition, in terms of HR policies, how we might be able to give various forms of recognition and increases. We do have the option in this budget to develop a salary merit increase system within the UW system, right. So that will help us in some regard.
Okay, maybe a final question, because I need to respect your time. Look out over the next 2 years. What's going to be the greatest challenges as you, as Chancellor of both the colleges and the extension, please?
Well, of course, the budget and implementing these budget cuts and doing it right, that will be very important. But I think beyond that, it's looking at new ways that we can serve, additional students that we can serve, additional communities. And the other challenge for me is, how do we communicate our impact? You know, we've been out there in the trenches doing our work. We're humble and we're frugal. We don't spend a lot of money on, you know, marketing and communication. But it's important that we do, because it's important that the public and our elected officials recognize and understand what we're doing for the state of Wisconsin, how we're supporting this economy, and how we're supporting the workforce. And I need to tell that story.
Maybe one more question. How did you feel to be the subject of a no confidence vote? Welcome to Wisconsin. What you survived, it really wasn't about you, was it?
It wasn't. And let me point out, put this into context, these were 7 faculty out of a total of 2,500 faculty and staff in our institution. And this referendum was defeated. So frankly, I see that as a vote of confidence. And you're right, it can't be about me. I wasn't here long enough for anybody to really be able to judge me. It was about the budget situation and people feeling anxious and scared about what was happening. And you're right, we just move on from that. We turn the page, and we have some very important work to do as we move into the future.
Chancellor Kathy Sandeen, thank you so much for talking to Wisconsin Eye.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.